Yo,
Kim here. I am by myself for a little while. Hopefully Jay will be calling in soon, but welcome back to Is That So Detroit. And today we're going to be talking about or rehashing some of the things that we discussed over the last shows and whatnot. So, oh, here comes Jay now. But we're just going to talk about some of the things that we've left table the last few shows, over the last few months. I can't believe that we've been doing this for this long now. It's so interesting that it is already May in 2015. We started the show around December of 2014, and the year is just going by really quickly. Hey, Jay.
What's going on?
What's going on? Not much, not much. So, how's your week been going thus far?
No complaints. It's been going pretty quick, though.
Yeah. Same here. Same here. The week, well, I say it every week. The week has been going by fast, and I was just talking about how the year has been going by so fast. It's just crazy. It's May. We're almost halfway through. That's crazy. Like, it was just like yesterday we were starting a podcast, and now we're almost 6 months in. So that's crazy. But
the weather doesn't seem to be any different.
No, I know, right? It feels like the same. We've had a crazy year, though, as far as weather goes. Things have sort of been all over the place. Like, we literally just had a tornado watch last week or a few days ago. Things have been, like, weird. So I was thinking we could just discuss some of the topics that have been tabled over the last few months. We have had plenty of heated debates and discussions, and as you guys know, Jay and I don't just stage these arguments for the show. We regularly annoy the crap out of each other every other day in our normal everyday lives.
This is very true.
It's almost so true that it's sad.
He will not let me live.
Okay, so that's Jay's, like, that has to be one of his top five sayings, let me live. And it was funny because today, as usual, I was semi being the troll on social media, but not really because he put himself out there.
He's trolling me.
I only troll when he, like, opens the door. Like, you walk right into that. But he goes, look, I'm going to live whether or not you let me. And I was so tickled. Because that's his thing. Let me live. I am letting you live, Jay. It is not my fault that you sometimes do and say things that just ask for a response. I feel like that's...
Look, man, everybody has the right to live. I want mine.
That's true. I'm letting you live. I want you to let me live with my observations.
Observing is cool. It's cool to observe. But don't, you know, let me know about everything and just take it to the next level. You know?
But would I be the best friend that you have, inside joke, would I be the best friend that you have if I just didn't troll you sometimes? I feel like that's the spice of life.
Yeah. Yes, you would.
Well, I don't think so. So you just gonna have to live with it. I mean, I take great joy in my online activities and my real life offline activities. So it is what it is. But, okay, so I have some rapid-fire topics, and I want you to just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind when I say these things, okay? Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch?
Yes.
Pointless.
Oh, okay, stick a pin in that. We're going to come back to that. Okay.
Right.
Thing number two. Rap music today.
Water down.
Ooh, interesting. We will be back to that. Interesting. Okay, number three. The state of Android.
Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Okay. Number four is we're going to take a serious turn. Racism in America.
It exists.
I think that's, you just gave a word right there. Okay.
Oh, yes, I know.
Okay. Kanye.
Kanye?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Good one. I think that you may speak for the mass majority of the world right now. I have no idea, Sis JB. I mean,
Yes. Seriously.
Okay. And I have one more for you. Beyonce, Queen B.
I know you care.
You know what? You've never let me down, JB. I just want to throw that out there. Okay.
Appreciate that.
I didn't know what to expect specifically, but I knew to expect something awesome. Okay, so Apple Watch, you said pointless. I'm just going to stop you right there and say you're crazy, okay?
Pointless.
So we've talked about our differences in taste when it comes to technology on the show before. And as you guys know, I have been willingly sucked into the Apple ecosphere because it just works. And JB, being a rebel without nary a cause, is still an Android fanboy who likes to regularly bash Apple. Now, granted, I too have been in JB's shoes. There was a point in time, as a matter of fact, I still take issue with a lot of Apple's business practices when it comes to proprietary technology. How and ever, I can no longer be as angry with them as I have been in the past because it just works. And when it comes down to it, you want something that works, and if they want to keep it all to themselves, then by all means, do it and do it well. If they don't want to let anybody else come in and mess up a good thing, I can't really argue with that because it just works. Okay, so the Apple Watch, not true. It's not a necessity. But what is these?
Not
things?
At all. This is like at the lowest of the totem pole of things you need. Like, even like an iPad or something, you don't need it. You need it.
I can't hear you really well.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can.
Okay. Like, you might need an iPad because you might want to listen to music while you're taking a walk in the park, or you need your iPhone because you do need to talk to people and do all the things. You do need a cell phone. Okay, I don't like it. Okay. But Apple Watch, like, it's like, how frivolous is that? It's so frivolous.
Whoa. Okay.
You have iPhones
all,
for a reason. You have iPads for a reason. You have iPhones for a reason. Why do you need a watch?
Well, there are some.
It's pointless.
There are some that just like watches anyway. And if I'm going to get a watch, why not get a watch that has features that I like? That's all I'm saying. Like, why not get an Apple Watch if you were going to get a watch anyway and it does everything better than a regular watch would? Like,
who needs that? Like, a watch is a watch. A watch is for telling time.
True.
Who wants to listen to music
I mean,
off their watch or talk to the phone, talk to a watch for their phone?
First of all, I just want, let me, okay, we're going to put a pause here. Listener, you should know that I am a Trekkie. I love sci-fi. I love, like, I grew up wanting a phaser and a comm device, and
oh,
I just,
see, that's
all of that. So, when, so I'm just saying, like, for somebody like me, yes, it is everything that I have wanted. And let's be honest, Android has been making wearables far longer than Apple, and most of them stink to the high heavens at doing anything, including telling time. So why not have Apple come into the game and say, hey, people obviously want wearables, people obviously want smartwatches, so why not let's put our hands together and come up with one that is superior in functionality and design.
Have you used it yet?
What'd you say? Have you what?
Have you used it yet?
Not at length.
Have you seen it? How do you know it's not just as terrible as you say Android is?
Well, first of all, before I even saw the Apple Watch, seeing other people's response to it and use of it was far better than seeing people's response and use to a majority of the Android wearables. Now, that's not to say there aren't some. What?
How objective was that?
Very. I'm always objective.
Oh, please. Just like you're objective. About Beyonce.
Oh, wow.
Just like you're
God.
Objective about okay. sports and LeBron and Kobe. Just like you're subjective about that. Am I right, listeners?
Yes.
You heard
no.
it.
No. No. I can't believe you. Okay. So, you know what? Let's table that for a minute. Since you want to bring up Beyonce, you said, I know.
Here we
you
go.
Can.
Here we go.
Listen. First of all, Beyonce is a great performer. Beyonce is a wonderful singer. That is it. I do not think that Beyonce is a timeless. I think that she is largely popular due to the package. I think that because of the packaging.
That's like saying Madonna is a timeless, which he is, whether you like it or not.
That's like saying who is?
Madonna.
Jay?
Madonna?
Oh, Madonna. Oh, yeah, let's talk about Madonna. She's crazy. She's largely popular due to her packaging as well. I mean, let's be honest. This woman went out on the stage at Coachella and made out with Drake against his will. And she's like,
oh, yeah, I mean,
72
I mean,
million
yeah.
years old. So,
I mean, yeah,
that's all packaging. I mean,
when
because
touch it with a 10-foot pole. Yes. I get
when
it.
You have,
I agree.
When you have Madonna, and but she was a contemporary of a whole lot of other artists that musically are far superior, it's packaging. But that's what I'm saying. I'm not taking that away from Beyonce. As a matter of fact, I say more power to you, honey. Do what you do. She,
you can't, you can't say that about her just because she went a mainstream route. Like, if she had a stage, you know, after she left Destiny's Child and stayed, you know, more R&B, you wouldn't be saying that. Well, because she went.
No, that's not true. That's not true, because here's the thing. Beyonce, as a matter of fact, Beyonce, when she acted in Dreamgirls, it was a perfect narrative for what she is. She's the package. She wasn't the powerhouse voice, but she was the package, so she was put out in front.
What's the powerhouse voice?
She got the, well.
Why isn't she the powerhouse voice?
No, I'm saying, in that movie, sure, she has a great voice, but what I'm saying is the packaging won out over Effie having the powerhouse voice in that movie, but Beyonce still got, or her character,
got
it.
You can't fault her for
the charmed life.
You can't fault Beyonce for being
fine. I'm not faulting her. I'm just stating facts. I'm not faulting her. Like I said, more power to you. I am just stating facts. And here's the thing. Beyonce, first of all, one, she's always known that she was going to have a charmed life because she had the package. When
That's
you
fair.
Remember that clip, remember the clip from Destiny's Child where Kelly said that she was the second lead singer in Destiny's
mm-hmm.
Child and
mm-hmm.
Major Shade was throwing her way by Beyonce? That is, to me, that encapsulates everything that she is. Like, from day one with Destiny's Child, they knew this is just a stepping stone. Beyonce is going to have the charmed life. We're going to put her out front because she has the package. It doesn't matter if anybody else in this group might have an equal package. We're going to put her out front. Like, she was chosen. She is Queen Bee because she was chosen to be. But I think that there are some other artists who could be in her position
that's
right now.
That's pretty bad. That's not, I don't like that. No. Uh-uh. Like, you can say that, but that's just opinion. Because she, you know, you can't, like, not and disrespect her hustle and her grind. But
no, I'm not disrespecting her. More power to her. I can't do it. She popped out a baby, put back on those six inch heels, went back on stage and performed like her life depended on it. I am not knocking her. I am not disrespecting her. She is a phenomenal performer. She has an amazing voice. That being said, I don't think that she's the end all and be all. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, music?
And I know,
no, of course not. Of course not.
And so that's
you know,
all I'm
if
saying.
You like real music, okay, we can get with that. That doesn't, it doesn't seem like that was what you're saying.
That's what I've
okay,
always
so
been saying.
We're
I'm just
good.
Saying
okay.
She's not. Kanye, I have no idea. Do you know that they just gave this man an honorary doctorate?
Oh, yeah. Not a bit. Here you go.
Exactly.
And they're just, and, like, making it bigger. Like,
exactly.
Kanye, I'm not, like, musically, I'm not one of his, like, biggest fans like I used to be. But I just
mm-hmm.
I respect, you know, what he does, the artistry, you know. Hey, he
mm-hmm.
has, like, a bunch of Grammys. Like, you can't knock that.
Right.
But, however, I just don't get with him. I don't get with him. I can't relate to him anymore. He's lost it.
I don't know whether
it's because his mom and that, like, hit a nerve and she, like, had a way of keeping him grounded and I don't know. Or the fame got to his head. I don't know. But, yeah, he just seems to have lost touch with reality. Like,
maybe. Like, my cousin.
Like, Michelle Obama to his wife and how he said she was one of the most influential people today and and I was watching
right.
the BET Honors one day, and he made this long speech about nothing. Like,
yeah.
He really didn't have a point. Like, it's like, okay, Kanye, you're just talking, but what are you talking about?
Right. The Kanye-isms has gotten out of control. It's like cousin Josh says, you know, he became Kanye Kardashian in a way, and things have just gotten out of control. But I think that he had lost his way before. I think that the Kim K thing was just a symptom of a problem that already was pre-existing. So, yeah, he's, I don't even know where to begin with Kanye at this point. He is off his rocker. Just completely off his rocker. Racism,
agreed.
It does exist. I think that that is all that needs to be said about that. Like, let's just, it's America, land of the brave, home of the free. I'm sorry, home of the free, land of the free, home of the brave.
There you go.
But I hate to break it to you, but racism exists. It is alive and well in this country. And you know what? I'm not the hugest fan of Farrakhan, but
mm-hmm.
he has said some pretty amazing things that are spot on throughout the years. And I was recently watching an interview that is, you know, really old, but in it, the guy, this white guy, I can't even remember who it was that was interviewing him, was saying that Nigeria, I think it was, at the time, was the most corrupt nation in the world.
Oh, and, he was being interviewed by, like, Chris Wallace or somebody like that.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right.
Yeah,
And Farrakhan was like, oh, no, you don't. How dare you? Like, America is in no, and we still are in no position to morally judge or condemn anybody else in this world.
Right.
Because we are pretty ratchet when it comes to anything, when it comes to politics, when it comes to social structure, when it comes to race matters, when it comes to anything, we're ratchet. America is ratchet. So we are really not in a position to point fingers and try to tell somebody else how to better do the whole democracy thing or the whole race and diversity thing or anything for that matter. Education, we're behind. Incarceration and crime, we're behind. Innovation, we are behind. Equality, and that is racial and gender equality, we are behind. So I'm like, man, like that, he was on fire. He was on point. I had to save that interview so I could watch it again.
And it's funny. It's like, for me, I just wonder, like, how can we be behind in so much stuff, but this still be, like, the place to be? That baffles me.
You know what it is?
I don't get it.
It is propaganda and marketing. It's like the whole Detroit versus every other urban city in America thing. Detroit has a bad rep, not because we're necessarily the worst place to live in the world, but because we don't have good marketing and PR. I feel like that's what America is. We have good marketing and PR.
Does the bankruptcy have anything to do with that?
But we're not the only urban city. We're not the only city to ever have bankruptcy or crime or issues. As
that's,
long
that's
as for
true.
The bankruptcy,
like Chicago is very bad. Like that
that's
south side,
saying, like,
but they know how to like market that north side and the you know the
right.
good part.
Exactly. Like long before that stuff happened, Detroit was getting a bad rep. And we don't deserve everything that has been said about us. We are not a throwaway city like the rest of the world would have.
And I think
believe.
It's kind of, I don't know who's listening, but I'm going to say it. I think it's kind of a it's set up, you know, because
yeah.
we know, you know, people
yeah.
know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit is 85% black,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whether the powers that be, I'm not going to say who the powers that be are, they need
mm-hmm.
Detroit. Detroit is the biggest city
yep.
in the state of Michigan. They need Detroit to flourish. That's why, you know, where we live, where you live,
yep.
you know, in certain areas, you see, you know, more and more other color people coming around.
Yes.
You know, as soon as prices are going to, you know, jack up, and the whole gentrification period is gone.
Yeah.
Talking about it, Boys in the Hood. You know, I don't know if you're down with that, but yeah. So, I think some of it is kind of, you know, bad PR, and some of it is good propaganda, or, you know, mind control to make people think that.
Yeah.
And let the right people know, you know, how change can take place. But I'm not going to talk about that. Because, you know,
agreed.
We don't need to hear about that, right? We do,
right.
But, you know.
We have one more Android, same old. I just want to say, agreed. Like, dude, let's just talk about, is Android, okay, you have a new Android phone. Is Android getting better, in your opinion?
I don't know. I don't really keep up with it. I mean, my phone works great, you know, my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't have the, like, the fancy stuff. So, you know, the Galaxy 5, 6 seems to be getting better. It seems to be keeping up with Apple. But it's kind of like the whole thing we're talking about with Detroit, you know, the bad PR. Like, Apple is, like, on the forefront just because they market themselves better. Just like, okay, like I like Nike. I like Nike. You know, Jordan is Nike. I like Nike. That doesn't mean, like, their shoes are better than Adidas, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Or Reebok, well, maybe Reebok. But, or Under Armour. But Nike just markets themselves better. They have the best athletes. They have the top athletes marketing their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe, LeBron, Jordan. Even if you go back 20 years, they had the best athletes, best marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they're better. You know, if you go hooping and you put on one Nike shoe and one Adidas shoe, Nike shoe is going to just feel that much better.
You know
more about Nike. So, that's my thing with Android and Apple.
To some extent, I agree. However, it's just funny because other manufacturers that have Android phones regularly shoot themselves in the foot. Like, Apple doesn't do as much marketing as it is other manufacturers in Android that market against Apple. And then on top of that, you know, companies like, well, Microsoft, for instance, there have been several occasions where they've paid celebrities to use their devices, like the Surface tablet, and then it has come out that those people had the Surface tablets propped up, but they were using iPads behind the scenes. So it's stuff like that that just says, yeah, we may have good marketing, but also maybe, just maybe, our products are a little more usable. And who knows, maybe it's because we got our products into your hands more quickly. Maybe it's a culture. Who knows? But we're coming down on time.
Apple, I think, has brainwashed a lot of people. So, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Well, we are out of time. Time just goes by so quickly. So,
yes,
thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Yes, indeed.
Peace out.
Peace. Holla.
Holla.